Hi, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You still working away there?
I'm actually walking into my house now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Long day, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, every day is a long day for us.
Well, I think today is just, like, kind of weird because with the whole eclipse thing, I'm like, people aren't answering their phones or what's going on? No one wants to work today?
You are correct. Everybody just wants to stand outside and watch the eclipse.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. My cousin's like, hey, I guess the raft didn't come, so that means we're still good. And I start laughing. I go, either or it did, and we did something wrong because we're still here. She started laughing.
So I still haven't heard from Straight Marketing for some reason. They said that they were going to call me, of course. You know, obviously I would have called you back already. But
yeah.
I do want to move forward with you guys. I just, you know, like I said, I just want to make sure, which I'm pretty sure I've been with them over a year now, so I don't see why they would pay a cancellation fee at all.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see that. Honestly, if you're doing a month to month with them, I don't see there even being like, you know, something like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, let me know. I mean, did you want to go ahead and just get it all set up, or what do you want to do?
I mean, yeah, we can go ahead and get it set up for now. And then,
okay.
I know last time I called them because I wanted them to switch my phone number. They took about a day to call me back.
Okay.
So most likely they'll probably either call me tomorrow or the next day. I guess
okay.
They have two different departments that deal with that type of stuff.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and that's the same thing even with us, too. I mean, we try to get back to our clients right away because we want to make sure that no billing's being taken out, you know what I mean, when they're canceling. So let me do this, Robert. You have, like, about 10, maybe 15 minutes tops. We'll get that count set up and schedule your client interview. If not, later on in the next couple hours, tomorrow, if that works better for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few minutes. I just walked in the door, so.
Okay, hon. I'll try to make it as quick as possible, but I do want to be very descriptive on the notes so we don't miss anything. Now, I had sent you that first email that came from me, and it had, excuse me, everything listed that was included as far as, pardon me, was included in the package with the website included, it being $4.99 a month with the one-time $99 setup fee. This second email that you're going to receive, it's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics coming from Nadine Medina. And what that has is just an overview of the reporting system. So you're also going to be able to just track your results with us, too, and not just taking our word for it that it's working. So you'll be able to see, like, what phone calls you're receiving, how many times it came up in the search results. So I sent you an example of that. And then you have the text that I sent you earlier, right, with my phone number? You still have that?
Yes.
Okay.
I got another.
Beautiful. You got the other email? Okay. Now, that text that I sent you with my name, number, and extension, keep that for your records. I mean, even though I'm the lead on the account, I always like to still provide my information, okay? Now, this other number that I'm sending you is going to be another text message. It'll be the number to our customer service department. I would like for you to save that number in your contacts under local splash. Please save that 877 number so that way you never lose it. Now, when you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. And we are always here for you, Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. So you're actually 3 hours ahead of us. So we're here for you, always 10 to 7. Okay?
Okay.
And did you get that other text I just sent over? I want to make sure you got it.
Yes, the one day.
Beautiful.
7, 7,
9. Yes, sir. Make sure to save that in your contacts, please, under local. L-O-C-A-L, and then splash, like a splash of water. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, Robert, what's your last name, just for the account purpose?
Last name is O-R-T-I-Z, Ortiz.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha, Ortiz. Okay. And you said there was another last name after that, or just Ortiz?
No. Just.
Okay. And then, Robert, the phone number that I currently see listed for the business is 386-225-0250, correct? That's the number that should be showing, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I see the company name currently reading as Elite Floor Covering LLC, right? That's how it should show?
Yeah.
Okay. What address did you use when you PIN verified the business? Do you remember?
I used my home address.
Okay. What's that address? Just, it's not going to appear anywhere. I just want to have it on file in case if we ever need it for whatever reason.
Okay. It's 3 Pinwheel Lane.
Uh-huh.
Florida. 3-4.
3 Pinwheel Lane, Palm Coast, Florida, 32164, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And I'm glad that it doesn't show on your Google Business profile. Sometimes I see businesses where their address is showing, I'm like, let's hide that for them. Because they've PIN verified themselves sometimes, and it, for whatever reason, like when you guys do it yourself, it'll show it. Really weird, but that's okay. All right. Now, for the billing, Robert, the card that you're using, does it have your name on it, the business name, or is it in both?
Give me one second. Let me get it out here.
No worries. Take your time. While I'm looking at the schedule, too, how does your schedule look for tomorrow, by the way? Like, are you pretty open, or do you want me to see if I can get you squeezed in for 6 to 7 o'clock today?
Yeah, I mean, my schedule is pretty open right now.
Okay,
and then
let me see.
The credit card I have has my name and my business address on it. I mean, business name on it.
Okay, let me see. Let me see if I can get you. Would a 6 to 7 o'clock be good for you to kind of give you some time to wind down a little bit, maybe eat something?
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm probably just going to hop in the shower here.
Okay, well, at least give you – I'm asking right now if I can schedule you for today between 6 and 7. I'm trying to squeeze you in this way. The sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving, okay? And you said this card only says Robert Ortiz on it?
It also has my business name on it as well.
How does the business name read on there?
Elite Floor Covering LLC.
Okay, so it has the full name on there. Okay. And is it a Visa, same billing address, I'm sorry?
It's a Visa, and yes, the same billing address.
Okay. What's the card number whenever you're ready?
Card number is 4246-3153-8936-984.
I'm sorry, what were the last four?
9784.
Expiration month and year?
1228.
12/28. And the CVV code on the back?
652.
Okay, I want to put a security question on your account here with us, Robert. And you can choose that it either be the city that you were born in, your mother's maiden name, or the name of your first pet.
Let's do city I was born in.
The city that you were born in. Okay. So let me go here. And what city was that?
Queens, New York.
Oh, okay. Nice. I have my brother-in-law. He was born in Queens. He grew up there, too. And then moved out to California. Yeah, when he was like, I think 9 or 10, his family moved out to California. And then, yeah, And then they've been here since. I've been trying to tell them, hey, let's make a trip to go visit some of your family back there. I've been wanting to go to New York all my life, but we'll see. Okay. I'm doing this. So real quick, before I charge your card, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. And Robert, it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise, okay? So all it's going to do is it's just going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you as well that we send in writing along with your invoice. So we're going to go over the billing date, the amount. Now we're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay, we call it a 2-month verbal agreement, as I mentioned earlier, but you're paying monthly. I'm also going to state in there that you can cancel at any time. The only thing we're going to ask is just make sure you call 3 business days, okay, before that billing is due so you don't incur that charge. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We like to earn your business, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, I do want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure, Robert, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And there's no middle initial on the card, right? It's just Robert Ortiz, correct?
Yeah, no middle initial.
Okay. All right. And then I also sent your calendar invite, and you might have already received it. Okay, the calendar invite, it's just letting you know that your appointment is going to be today between 3, well, our time 3 o'clock, but it's 6 to 7 your time. We're going to be calling you from an 877 number, so you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, okay? And we'll send you a reminder an hour before the client interview. Did you get that email?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to turn on the recording. Remember, if there's something you don't understand, just say, hey, what does that mean? And I'll explain it and then rephrase it, okay? So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of the business.
Okay, Elite Floor Covering.
Is that with the LLC? Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Ortiz, and I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
To get results as fast as possible, Robert, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. Yeah.
And what this means, and let me just explain it, what we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're asking you is that before you do, okay, give us a call, and this way we can reference and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. You see, Robert, we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay?
Okay.
Now, also the other thing that I want you to be aware of, okay, you might get a call from a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product, and they are not associated with us, okay? We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $499 a month. Even if someone calls you, you know, stating that they're Local Splash and you're not sure, always ask what is my security question? Okay, that's why we do that. Because if they hang up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay? So okay. That's why we set the security question up. All right? Now, going to the next one, your payment, okay, for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 8th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $598. Now, Robert, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is your second payment will be charged on May 8th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $499. Now, once your term is completed, Robert, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the discounted amount of $499. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I told you to save in your contacts, 877-635-6225, and you're just going to follow the prompts, okay? Now, if you need to pause or cancel the account, Robert, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you don't incur that charge. So once you complete your term, remember, it's just going to keep going every month on the 8th, right? But if you need to pause or cancel it, you already know. Call 3 business days before the 8th so that way you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Okay. So what I'm doing now, Robert, is I'm just updating the package, and I'll be processing the payment, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent both to you in an email and in a text message, and we'll go over it in a couple of minutes, okay? The next thing I want to do is I just want to go over a few notes with my technician so that way they know where to start from. Now, we're going to build you a new website, right? So, because I know that the website that you have, you said you can't even make changes to it, correct?
Can't do anything to it, and it's got a lot of...
I know the phone number's different on there, too, I noticed, right? I'm sorry, I think your phone cut out.
Yes, it's the wrong phone number.
Okay, no worries. So what we're going to do is we're going to start from scratch, okay? We're going to build you a whole new website. And I know you have pictures, right? More pictures of work that we can upload on there. And you have your own business logo, too?
Yes,
is that business?
Correct.
Okay, you got that? Okay, perfect. So let me do that. Now, that domain, though, is that your domain?
That was something my mother's friend, I guess, went to school for building websites, and she kind of just did that website for me as a favor.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries. So we'll get you a new domain.
Okay.
And let me just notate that you do have your business logo. Okay. Now, under your services, is it just strictly flooring?
Yes, before.
Okay. You do hardwood, vinyl, laminate, right?
Yes, hardwood, vinyl, laminate, carpet.
Vinyl, laminate. What was before carpet?
PVC.
PVC?
V as in Victor, C as in Carl, and T as in Terry.
Okay. VCT, what does that stand for?
That's vinyl composition.
Time. Composition, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
And is it just installation, new flooring, not repairs, right?
We repair as well.
Okay. Anything else you want me to notate on here other than flooring or just that?
Just floors.
Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both, yeah. Residential.
Okay, beautiful. We'll put both. Okay. Now, it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
We're insured. Licensed
Good.
And insured.
Very good. Now, do you want us to build you the business Facebook page? It's included in the package. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can run
okay.
that Facebook as well.
Yeah, if you ever want to run Facebook ads, Robert, okay, that's something that we can also help you with too. So let's say later on you want us to do Facebook ads, right? Just so you know, it's $100 more a month if you want Facebook ads included. And we can manage those for you, okay? And you don't incur click fees or anything like that, all right?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. My dog was barking.
It's okay. I was saying, so... It's okay. I was saying that if you ever want, like if you ever decide, hey, I think I want to also have you guys run Facebook ads, we can help you with the Facebook ads and manage them too. Let's say you want to
okay.
add in Facebook ads, then it's $100 more for Facebook ads. Just so you know, it would then change your price from $4.99 to $5.99 a month if you wanted to do the Facebook ads. Okay? So just something to keep in mind that we can help you with too, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to put on here, yes, needs business Facebook page. But at least in the meantime, we'll create the Facebook page for you, you know, so this way you have a business Facebook page. How do I find you, Robert? Do you have your personal Facebook up right now? Because we're going to create it through your personal page.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you looking at it from your phone?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you how to send me the link. Let me know when you're ready. Okay?
I'm ready.
Okay. So when you're looking at your profile, there's something that you'll see that says edit, profile, and then there's these three little dots.
Yeah. When I'm looking at my profile.
Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
Oh, edit profile. The three dots?
Yes. Click on those three dots. And it's
okay.
going to take you to your settings. You're going to scroll all the way to the bottom, and it'll say copy link for profile.
Your profile link, okay.
Yes, copy it. Now go to one of those text messages that I sent you. Reply to the text. Paste it in, reply, paste it in the text, and then hit send, and I'll get it.
Okay, 1 second.
Take your time. No worries.
Got two phones here, so I got to send it to my other phone.
Then... Multitasking.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on the area that we're targeting, do you want me to put it at the 70-mile mark to cover 70 miles for now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to put 70 miles. Now, you know at any time if you want to change it to where you want to cover certain zip codes or you want to cover by county or you want to cover by city, you can do that at any time. Or you can also, okay, if you want to go a little bit further out, maybe you want 80 or 90 miles, the 100-mile radius is the furthest. I don't recommend that you push it that far, because that spreads you really thin. 70 miles actually is really perfect, okay? So it's like drawing a circle 70 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it. That's what it's covering, okay?
Oh.
But you could also be specific too. And then when we're communicating with you, Robert, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I would say all three would be the best for me.
All three?
Phone. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to put all three, and I think I just got your link. Let me look. Yep, got it.
Yep.
All right. Oh, is that the message?
Yes.
Oh, she's pretty. Okay, so let me see here. What are your hours of operation? Are you like Monday through Friday? Monday through Saturday?
We're Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
8 to 6? Okay. And what forms of payments do you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, Cash App? What forms of payments?
Cash, Zelle. We also do check, Venmo. That's about it.
Okay, perfect. If you ever start taking credit cards or any other forms of payments, just let us know and we'll update it in the system. Okay?
Okay.
And then there's two things that I need you to do and then we're all done. So I need you to go to your emails or even in your text messages because we sent it to both. And there's two of them that I need you to find. So whichever one you find first, Robert. So I need you to find one that'll say initial invoice, and then there's another one that says Google verification pictures needed, and it'll say like action needed or something like that.
The one that says please click here to accept the subscription.
Yes, click on that. Yes, so you're going to click on that, and Robert, it's going to take you to a page that'll say at the top, local splash terms of experience, right? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What you're going to do is you're going to see where your phone number's at. Do you see that there?
Yes.
Okay. So where your phone number is, okay, underneath of it, there's a little box that says, I certify. Or the first one says, I agree to receive text messages to this phone number. You're going to click in that box because you're saying that you agree for us to send you text messages. Okay?
Okay. Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Absolutely. Take your time.
No, sorry. This is Robert. Yeah, how you doing today? Yeah, absolutely. Let me wake up my camera. Okay, yeah, I can do possibly Thursday. Early in the morning is going to be best for me. I would say around 9, between 9 and 10. Okay. Yeah, I can do around lunchtime, say between 12 and 1. Yeah, I'll write it down here. 1 second, between 12 and 1 p.m. Measure guardhouse. Okay, what's the address? Four. Okay, perfect. My first name is Robert. Absolutely, at this number, correct? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. You too. Bye. Hey, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. Hey, no. You're running a business. Okay? No need to apologize. Okay, so where the phone number's at, where it says mobile phone, make sure it's your phone number there. Underneath, you're going to click in the box that says that you agree to receive text messages from Local Splash. And then there's another box underneath of it that you're certifying, that you're the authorized holder and the signer of the credit card, and that all your information is true and correct. So basically, you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided. And then at the bottom, Robert, you're just going to type your name where it says sign in that box. You're just going to type your name exactly as it reads there, just Robert Ortiz. And then you'll click on confirm signature. So when you do that, it should take you to a page that's asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see it.
Okay, yeah, I'm there.
Beautiful. So you're going to be getting in the mail from us, or in the email, excuse me, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to get this link in an email with a username and a password. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. So I wanted you to see this part. We just don't have the username or password yet because the technician is going to be creating that. Okay?
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that email. Now, there's also one that'll say action photos needed. Okay? And it'll say for Google verification.
Okay.
Let me know when you're there. And I'm just going to explain this one to you because we always like to be one step ahead of the game. Okay? So as you know, Google has really cracked down on the businesses. They're basically separating, how I call it, the cream from the fat, right? So there's legitimate businesses like yourself that are losing business because there's companies on Google that aren't even legitimate, right? So what Google implemented a couple years ago is they want the following. Now, there's a list that we give you. Robert, you might not have some of those that are on the list, and that's okay. Just send us what you can so we have this all on hand. Send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of your business license or business insurance. If you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. Send us a picture of your business registration or a blank invoice. Maybe you do invoices. Don't put, not one that has your client's information on there, right? Obviously, if it was an invoice, it'd be a blank one. Your workplace is like where you store your tools at. So if it's in the corner of your garage, take a picture of it. The reason that we require these, and we have a, there's a hyperlink there that says url.localsplash.com/Google. You can upload them there. Upload the ones that you have, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? We just like to have this on hand because if for any reason Google says, oh, we're requiring this and that, we already have it. We're not having to call you and bug you for it, okay? So we'd like to always be one step ahead of the game. Now, starting from today, we're going to be calling you between 6 and 7 o'clock your time, and it's going to be from an 877 number. If I am not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you, Robert, to introduce you to your technician, and we're going to send you a reminder an hour before, just so you know it's coming up. And okay. If I'm not available, the tech's going to call you directly, but I'm going to do my best to be available for you, okay, because I like doing the introduction. So starting from today, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. Like, we'll have your business Facebook page created, and you'll have access to it. Once it's already created, I would suggest you start doing posting on there, okay? When you finish a project, post it on your Facebook, okay? Keep your content fresh on there. Now, you'll also be in those directories, and you'll receive your login credentials to track your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your website is live. It'll be visible. And also your Google ads. Those will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. They can see your Google ads. What we state in our terms and conditions, as far as the local map, that can take between 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be the promise that we give. I have seen it happen many times sooner, and in your case, that is possible because you already have the Google Business profile. What you're going to be doing is adding us on as managers, okay, and the technician will walk you through that. But we're still going to get the timeline of 30 to 45. But remember, on your Google ads on the first page, they're going to be seeing those, okay? So those will be visible. And we'll send you notifications, too, on these steps as we're processing them. So like we let you know when your Google ads are live, your website, when you're in the directories, your Facebook page is done. We're going to keep you in the loop, right, as we're completing steps. Okay? Save your receipt for your tax purposes. As you know, marketing is a write-off. Okay? Any marketing that you do for your business. All right? Always like to remind everybody. Okay? Do you have any questions?
As of right now, no.
Okay, well, Robert, I would like to be the first to welcome you. Congratulations, and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you. Super excited.
Thank you so much. Any other questions
before I let you, you know, relax a little bit before we call you shortly?
Let me see here. No, I'm actually just going to try to upload some of this stuff now.
Okay.
So I can
Awesome. Get ahead of the game. Okay.
Exactly.
So the appointment, this next appointment, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends, really, Robert, on how many questions or details you have, okay? So,
okay.
But we're pretty good about getting you through it as quickly as possible, but being very, you know, just making sure we're getting everything, right? So we also take our time, too, so that way nothing's missed, okay? So I'm so excited for you. I'll give you
a call
then in a little bit, okay, for your client interview. All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.